This show is not for the easily offended. So if you are easily offended, go listen to something else. Hello, and welcome to Noisebox. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Noisebox can be found at noisebox.com. Box is spelled with two X's. If you'd like to send feedback, you can email me. My email address is Derek, that's D-E-R-E-K, at deliberatenoise.com. Or you can call the audio comment line at 734-331-0772. I am extremely, excessively late for work. I don't really have a set start time, but I try to get there at 7 o'clock so I can work through lunch, leave at 3. I do not like to spend a whole lot of time not at home. Put to you like that. Anyway, This is a special show because this is not only part of the Dog Days of Podcasting, 30 days straight of podcasting. For more details, go to dogdaysofpodcasting.com. But today is August 15th, 2014. It is the 9-year anniversary of the very first show in the Deliberate Noise Network. Now, that show was called Deliberate Noise. However, I changed the name from Deliberate Noise to Delivering Noise because there were times when people would get the name of the network confused with the name of the podcast. And quite frankly, as a network, it has more value, I guess, than as a podcast. There were far more people who listened to a Deliberate Noise Network show than listened to Deliberate Noise itself. So I changed the name to the original name that it actually should have been. It should have been Delivering Noise, but as I mentioned on a previous episode, my bad hearing combined with the situation that I was in at the time, my particular circumstances, not necessarily the situation, made it so that I misheard lyrics to a Replacements song, and I thought they were saying Deliberate Noise when they were actually saying Delivering Noise. So it was 9 years ago today. And it's really weird because apparently August 14th, 2004 is when Michael Butler from Rock and Roll Geek Show started his podcast. So he's like 1 year and 1 day older than me in that regard. And it's funny because both of us got our inspiration from Dave Slusher over at Evil Genius Chronicles, and I'm not even really sure when his show started. Hopefully he will hear this and he'll mention it. Anyway, nine years isn't really that important of an anniversary when, you know, we live in a base 10 society. But 9 years is a lot longer than a lot of other podcasts out there. So I'm just going to take the time to say thank you to everybody who's listened to any of the shows in the network over the past 9 years. Because it if you listen to, like I said, a previous episode, then you know that the whole thing started as a joke, and it has developed into something that's really special to me. You know, don't know if it's as special to other people, but to me, it definitely is special. I was going to do like a clip show from each of the first episodes of podcasts that I've done, but that would be way too much work. It's just a lot of editing. And I mentioned that today was the anniversary on both Facebook and Twitter. And I asked, you know, what are some of your favorite memories of the show, of the network, regardless of which show. And it was quite surprising how many people had the same type of memories that I had of the show. Of the network, because most of what was mentioned wasn't just an individual episode or individual person, but quite frankly, it had to do with, I guess, like crossover appeal. David Price from Marvel Noise and 11 O'Clock Comics mentioned that, you know, one of his favorite memories was when he sent in an audio comment for, what was it, Top 5 Batman Analogs, episode 39 of Comic Book Noise, if you're interested. And that really, that was one of the things that started me and David on our friendship, you know. I had heard him on Comic Timing. I had heard him on Comics Cast. And, you know, and he had sent something to me, you know. And, you know, eventually we would exchange emails. And now, if something good happens, you know, he'll call me or I'll call him. You know, if something bad happens, we'll text each other, because usually I get too bummed out. He gets too bummed out to hear bad news. I'd rather read bad news than hear it. Barb Myers from Rocky Mountain Comic Book Noise. She, one of her favorite memories was when her husband Mike, Tim Terrell, and I interviewed comic book artist Tom Beelan from True Story Swear to God. And the thing is that was part of my two of my favorite episodes, because it was the first time the three of us had actually talked on the phone, you know. And I couldn't talk to Tom very much because of the way my setup was. I actually had to have the microphone right next to a speaker with Skype in order to hear him, or as the phone, whatever it was messed up so that every time I personally tried to talk, there'd be a lot of feedback. So I had to stay quiet for most of that interview. But after we talked to Tom, the three of us talked for like another hour. You know, we called it the Comic Book Noise Family Get Together, and it was really cool. Devin from the Scotch and Comics podcast mentioned the episode that he was on, where we talked about, you know, I had a lot of fun talking to Devin, and I really cannot remember what we talked about. It was the first issue of a crossover event. I think it was, might have been Flashpoint. No, now that I think about it, it might have been Flashpoint. But I remember the conversation. I mean, that's what I remember best. I may not remember what we talked about, but I remember just having fun talking to a lot of these people, which is kind of odd because I don't like interview shows. But I just like talking to people. I don't like talking to people about, you know, what product they're trying to put out. But I'd rather talk to them, you know. If I had the opportunity to talk to somebody like Jason Aaron or Rick Remender, Jeff Johns, I'd have to talk to them about, you know, how is your work on X-Men? What's coming up on the upcoming Axis? How are things going in DC? That it's your head bottle wash or whatever Johns does. You know, I'd have to go with that. But I'd really, really like to know what they think about the situation in Ferguson, you know? When did they know that comic books was it for them? You know, that's what they wanted to revolve their life around. You know, that's the kind of stuff I would like to know. Do you watch the show The Last Ship? You know, what did you think of this past episode? That's the kind of stuff I would like to talk about. But, you know, anybody that would come on any kind of show, for the most part, they're trying to sell something. I mean, so interviews are commercials, you know. So I have said this before. I don't begrudge anybody trying to get their hustle on, but it doesn't necessarily have to involve me, you know. Eric Duckett said that his favorite memory was two people talking, and not only was the podcast two people talking such a blast to do, but quite frankly, anytime I had to talk to somebody, like I said, I had a lot of fun. When we did the world, me and Tim did the World War Hulk look, you know, when me and Mike did the issues of 52 and Countdown, and we actually had to stop because, well, I stopped having Mike on because I noticed that my pessimism and dark view of things was sort of rubbing off on him, you know. There'd be times where I would say something, he'd say, I don't really see it that way, and he'd say something positive. But after a while, with Countdown, I would say something negative. He's like, yeah, I can see that. And when that happened too many times, I was like, you know what, I feel like I'm taking a shotgun to Bambi's head right now, because Mike is one of the most positive people in the world when it comes to comic books. You know, if there are very few better ambassadors for the love of comics than him. You know, there are people with larger comic book collections. There are people who are more in tune with the business and the process, but there are very few people that quite frankly, I'm struggling to think of somebody who loves comics as much as Mike, you know. I just said that I don't like interview shows, and it's kind of funny because I actually have two. I have Noise Talks, which for the most part was just me talking to my family and my friends, and it wasn't really necessarily a show, but us just talking, you know. And that was fun. There was Comic Book Noise Talks, where I would find some comic book podcasters and I would say, hey, do you guys want to talk for a little while? You know, I talked to Geek Syndicate, and it's funny because Barry and Dave, a lot of the stuff that I was saying, they were like, I don't know if that would necessarily work, you know. We're talking about Barry's book, and it was self-published, and he was just like, and I was like, well, you know, this is really cool, maybe you should do something, you know, just trying to motivate him. He's like, I don't know, the self-published industry really is not very well respected. And he was poo-pooing. I said, you should still try it. You know, still shopping around. And he shopped around, and he's working on his second book for a publisher now, you know. I remember talking to them about, what was it? It was something to do with, like, an upcoming con. I said, you guys should try to be, like, special guests or just a special host or something. He's like, and I remember Dave saying, almost the same thing that Barry said about self-published books. I really should go back and listen to that episode. He said some long lines. Yeah, podcast really isn't such a podcasting podcast. God damn it, I can't talk. Podcasting isn't such a big deal over here in Britain as it is, you know, over here in the UK. I didn't say Britain. Over here in the UK, as it is in America. And you know, a couple of years later, they were hosting panels over in the UK, and I'm just like, I knew these guys could do it. You know, I have always liked them. I really have. I remember talking to Rick Gordon a couple of times, you know, and that to me that was fun, talking to Rick Gordon. And if you've never seen Rick Gordon and I look a lot alike. It's eerie sometimes, and we think a lot alike, you know. Except he's in his 50s and I'm only knocking on the door of 50, you know. It's just, I had a lot of fun, you know. There was the episodes of Comic Book Noise that I did with the guys from Cryptographic, Brian and Damien. Brian and I even did it was just going to be like a really quick talk about the movie Wolf Creek, you know, which I hadn't seen before, but, you know, I had finally watched it. And I said, hey, you want to talk about it? And I think I said something like, yeah, it'd only be like maybe 10, 15 minutes, because I couldn't really think of too much to talk about the movie, because, you know, I kind of liked it going into our discussion. But Brian and I talked for at least an hour on the recording, and we talked before and after that, and he made me see not only that movie, but most horror movies and pretty much most movies period in an entirely different light just from our conversation. It was really a lot of fun. And that's, to me, that's what podcasting is. You know, it's sort of like a comic book convention. You know, I've been to a few comic book conventions, not a whole lot, but a few. And to me, I couldn't even tell you what I did, but I could tell you, well, I could tell you one thing. When I went to Heroes, I had shrimp and grits for the very first time. But that wasn't the important thing. The important thing is that I had dinner with Dave Slusher. And I don't know if he says his wife's name. I know that before he just called her Dee, because that's her first initial. So I'm not going to say her name. But I remember that. You know, I remember walking with Mike and Barb, Alan, Keith, Ryan, and Micah. I think there might have been one other person, but I don't think so. But we were walking around trying to find something to eat. You know? I mean, that's what I remember. I barely remember anything else. But, it's, to me, podcasting is more about the people. It's more about the connections. Connecting to people, not necessarily what you can get out of it. Because quite frankly, I've gotten more friendship than more material things out of podcasting. Even to this day, it's weird. I will show support for somebody a lot quicker if I know they have a podcast. I don't like Adam Carolla. I've never been a big fan, but he has a podcast, so it's all right with me. Anyway, I'm already late for work, and I'm getting later sitting here, but I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for the past 9 years. And I really don't know when this whole thing is going to end. Everything comes to an end, but maybe I should start putting some some podcasts in the bank so that even after I die, a couple of podcasts can come out like maybe a few months or a year later. I mean, I'll talk to some of my friends who are going to outlive me, and I'll say, yeah, a year after my death. That's what I'll do. I'll just record some, you know, when I, hopefully, if I get sick and have a long suffering disease, instead of just dying real quick, if I get sick and I'm wasting away, I'll record a bunch of podcasts to be played on the anniversary. There you go. There's a plan. Anyway, shit, let me get to work. I don't say it enough. Steven said it on his last appearance, and Dave Slusher says it at the end of every his show, but I love you.